All right, so let's just go through the coronal plane and walk through the brain.
Oh, that looks promising.
I'm BJ Casey. I'm a professor of psychiatry and neurology and neuroscience.
This actually looks like some of the functional connectivity that Todd Hare did in part of his dissertation.
The primary areas of research for our group here is to really understand the development, biological basis, and disruption of how we learn.
Okay, you're in. Is everything okay?
Yes.
From the get-go, when you're born, how do you learn about cues of safety or danger? And this is something that's really disrupted in so many childhood disorders. What we do is we use our imaging techniques to really understand the biological basis of this type of learning and how it goes awry in so many of these disorders. One of the most exciting developments in the field of neuroimaging is its combination with other techniques, such as genetics. So at this graduate school, there are a number of programs that are at the cutting edge of doing genetic imaging. And what this allows you to do is to target brain regions that are involved in certain disorders where we have candidate genes that have been linked to those disorders. And we can begin to understand at a very basic level how these particular genes can impact behavior and ultimately lead to a full-blown diagnosis.
Is this the functional connectivity analysis that was done with the amygdala as the seed point?
Yes.
I've been within the graduate program since 1999, and the mentors view themselves as facilitators of their student science. So what we want to do is facilitate their career. We want to put the opportunities out there. The students that really thrive in this graduate program are those who are passionate about science.